Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, July 10th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and the title in my Bible says, Concerning Spiritual Gifts. Now, about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one just as He determines. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we are all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the hand cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Now eagerly desire the greater gifts. And yet, I will show you the most excellent way. And now let's move over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 55. For the director of music, with stringed instruments, a maskil of David. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught because of what my enemy is saying, because of the threats of the wicked. For they bring down suffering on me and assail me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, "Oh, that I had wings of a dove! I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and storm. Lord, confuse the wicked, confound their words, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they prowl about on its walls. Malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work in the city. Threats and lies never leave its streets. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were rising against me, I could hide. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship in the house of God as we walked about among the worshipers. Let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive to the realm of the dead, for evil finds lodging among them. As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He rescues me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me. God, who is enthroned from of old, who does not change, he will hear them and humble them because they have no fear of God. My companion attacks his friends. He violates his covenant. His talk is smooth as butter, yet war is in his heart. His words are more soothing than oil, yet they are drawn swords. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. But you, God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of decay. The bloodthirsty and deceitful will not live out half their days. But as for me, I trust in you. And now let us turn to the book of Ecclesiastes. Today we are reading chapter 9, verses 1 through 10. The title in my Bible says, A Common Destiny for All. So I reflected on all this and concluded that the righteous and the wise and what they do are in God's hands. But no one knows whether love or hate awaits them. All share a common destiny, the righteous and the wicked, the good and the bad, the clean and the unclean, those who offer sacrifices and those who do not. As it is with the good, so with the sinful. As it is with those who take oaths, so with those who are afraid to take them. This is the evil in everything that happens under the sun. The same destiny overtakes all. The hearts of people, moreover, are full of evil, and there is madness in their hearts while they live, and afterward they join the dead. Anyone who is among the living has hope. Even a live dog is better off than a dead lion. For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing. They have no further reward, and even their name is forgotten. Their love, their hate, and their jealousy have long since vanished. Never again will they have a part in anything that happens under the sun. Go eat your food with gladness, and drink your wine with a joyful heart, for God has already approved what you do. Always be clothed in white, and always anoint your head with oil. Enjoy life with your wife, whom you love, all the days of this meaningless life that God has given you under the sun, all your meaningless days. For this is your lot in life and in your toilsome labor under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For in the realm of the dead, where you are going, there is neither working nor planning, nor knowledge nor wisdom. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today in the book of Ecclesiastes, the teacher is reminding us that all of us will enter into death, and it's a despairing kind of passage until we get to verse 7, and he enters into a section where he reminds us of the joys of life. Now, you may think, have we already read this before? Because there are 7 joy passages in the book of Ecclesiastes. They are passages which point us to the things that do have meaning in life. He says in verse 7, go eat your food with gladness, drink your wine with a joyful heart. And then in verse 9, enjoy life with your wife whom you love all the days of this, quote, meaningless life that God has given you under the sun, all your, quote, meaningless days. Now, if you were able to listen to the Bible Project video, you remember that they spent some time on that word that is translated meaningless. It's actually the Hebrew word hevel, and it more appropriately may be translated vapor or smoke or something temporary or fleeting, maybe an enigma or a paradox, something like smoke. So let's read that verse again, verse 9. Enjoy life with your wife, whom you love, all the days of this meaningless or temporary, all the days of this fleeting life that God has given you under the sun. They go on in the video to talk about the fact that, like smoke, which seems solid, like you can grab it, as soon as you try to grab it, it dissipates. And the same is true with life. It is unstable. We never know what's going to happen. Bad things happen to good people. And we always are trying to build meaning around the things of life. And the teacher here in Ecclesiastes is reminding us again and again that apart from God and from the fear of the Lord and appreciating what He does give us, there is no meaning. Okay, as we end our time together in prayer, I want to do another little mashup, and I'm going to try to incorporate some of the elements from each of the passages that we read today. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity we have to come around your word. Thank you, Lord, for the small things in life that you grant to us. Thank you for food and drink, and thank you for relationships that bring us joy. Help us, Lord, to see meaning in them and to fear you always, to have reverence for you. Lord, many of us have many a burden that we bring before you even now. We cast our cares on you. We are reminded, as the psalm says, that you do not change, that you are righteous, and that you help us in times of need. Lord, we pray that whatever it is that we are facing today, that we would be reminded that you are our sustenance, that you are the one who will bring down the wicked. We pray also, Lord, from 1 Corinthians, thank you, Lord, for the reminder that we are a body and that though some are weaker than others, you have called us to community and to unity. And as we seek the gifts of your Spirit, Lord, would you be free with them? Would you give us the fruit of your Spirit so that we can go out into the world and be a light? Help us to encourage one another, to weep with one another, and to rejoice with one another. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.